on this day with Gunners and Ali.
It's Friday, the 17th of September. Let's find out what happened on this day. First to the birthdays. Born on this day, but no longer with us, British Formula One racing car driver, great Sir Stirling Moss, was born in 1929 in England.
Anne Bancroft, no longer with us, passed away at the age of 73. Born on this day, she married Mel Brooks in 56. Of course, talented American actress, major film roles in 62, Miracle Worker.
And The Graduate. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And also Mundawai Yunupingu, the Australian Aboriginal singer, born on this day in 1956, passed away in 2013.
Lowell Cream, born in England on this day, turning 47. He, of course, is a part of 10cc Lowell Cream.
The things we do for love. Lovely. Do you remember Elvira, Mistress of the Dark?
Yes.
Well, today, that US actress and TV presenter is 70.
Still around.
She's still around.
Charles Martinet was born in San Jose, California, 66. US voice of a very famous character that you probably know.
It's me, Mario.
Yeah, legend. Speaking of legends, Aussie director Baz Luhrmann today turns 59, and I'm very excited about his upcoming movie starring Tom Hanks as Colonel Parker in that Elvis biopic that's coming
Elvis's
out.
Elvis's manager.
Yes. Yeah, it's going to be a good one.
Wow. Anastasia was born in New York City on this day in 1968. Happy 53rd, Anastasia.
Oh, yeah. And James Bracey, the Aussie sports journo, is 37.
The Great Bubonic Plague, looking at events, broke out in London, killing nearly 70,000 people in 1665, which was a fair slab of the population back then.
In 1892, gold was discovered near the WA town of Coolgardie, sparking off a gold rush.
Lord of the Flies, written by William Golding, was published in Britain for the first time, 1954.
In 1972, MASH began on TV. Program ended in 1983 and the reruns are still going.
Remember this song?
Fabulous.
Well, it was recorded on this day. Matt Taylor, what a legend, lives in Perth nowadays. It was recorded on this very day in 1973.
Him and his band actually performed at the Pinjarra Festival a couple of years ago. I was there. It was incredible. 70-odd year old, and he still rocked it like he was in the 70s. In 1983, Vanessa Williams became the first African-American Miss America.
And sadly, we lost Paula Yates on this day. Former wife of Bob Geldof, died at the age of 41 in 2000.
And that's on this day for Friday, the 17th of September.